ever wondered how close we are to having AI agents seamlessly integrated into every aspect of our work lives? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Thursday, March 13th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's groundbreaking tools for AI agent development. Let's dive in. OpenAI has just announced a new suite of tools designed to make it easier for developers and enterprises to build AI-powered agents capable of automating complex tasks. We're talking about new application programming interfaces, built-in tools, and an agent software development kit that mark a significant step toward integrating AI agents into business operations. The launch addresses a key challenge developers face when deploying AI agents, transforming powerful model capabilities into production-ready systems. OpenAI acknowledged that many enterprises struggle with prompt iteration and custom logic, often lacking sufficient visibility and built-in support. To streamline development, OpenAI has introduced several innovative features. First up is the Responses API, which merges the simplicity of the Chat Completions API with the tool use capabilities of the Assistants API for agent development. This means developers can now create more sophisticated interactions with less hassle. Additionally, OpenAI has rolled out built-in tools like web search, file search, and computer use to enhance functionality, alongside an agent software development kit designed to orchestrate both single-agent and multi-agent workflows. These tools aim to make the development process smoother and more efficient. Observability tools have also been introduced, allowing developers to trace and inspect agent workflows for better optimization. Imagine being able to see exactly how an AI agent processes tasks and find ways to improve its performance. It's like having a magnifying glass into the heart of AI operations. OpenAI envisions these AI agents becoming integral to the workforce, boosting productivity across industries. With today's releases, the company aims to provide businesses with the essential building blocks to develop scalable and reliable AI-driven systems. And this is just the beginning. OpenAI says it will release more features in the coming months as it continues refining its platform to support deeper integrations and improved agent performance. It's an exciting time for AI development, and we're here to keep you in the loop. Here's a twist in the regulatory landscape for artificial intelligence that might just change the game. OpenAI is reaching out to the White House, asking for a bit of a breather from the patchwork of state regulations popping up across the United States. Why? Well, they're proposing a trade-off. If AI companies voluntarily share their models with the federal government, they could get some relief from these state rules. Imagine being a tech company trying to navigate hundreds of AI-related bills. It's like trying to drive through a city with roadblocks on every street. OpenAI is saying that these state-level regulations could actually slow down America's technological progress, especially when considering the competition from countries like China. In a detailed 15-page policy suggestion document, OpenAI laid out their vision. They're essentially arguing that the federal government should step in and offer some protection to AI companies, both big and small, if and when these state rules come into play. The idea is that by providing voluntary access to their models, these companies could continue to innovate without being bogged down by inconsistent regulations. It's a bold move, but it highlights the tension between innovation and regulation. On one hand, you have the need for oversight to ensure AI technologies are developed responsibly. On the other, there's the risk of stifling innovation with too many hurdles. OpenAI's proposal is their way of trying to find a balance. So, what's next? It's up to the Trump administration to consider these suggestions and decide how to respond. This could set a precedent for how AI is regulated in the future, and it's something we'll definitely be keeping an eye on. Here's a bold move from OpenAI that could reshape how artificial intelligence is trained in the United States. They're calling on the U.S. government to codify fair use specifically for AI training. This is part of the Trump administration's AI Action Plan, which aims to redefine American AI policy. Now, picture this. America is a hotbed for AI innovation, with countless startups and significant investments pouring in. But a big reason for this boom is the fair use doctrine, which has fueled AI development by allowing models to learn from copyrighted material. OpenAI is saying, hey, let's make sure we keep this engine running. OpenAI has been training its models on freely available web data, often without the data owners even knowing. They argue that more restrictive laws could stifle innovation. Last year, they told the UK's House of Lords that limiting AI training to public domain content would be an interesting experiment, but it wouldn't meet the modern-day needs of citizens. Of course, this stance isn't without controversy. Content owners who've sued OpenAI for copyright infringement are likely to push back against this proposal. But OpenAI seems determined to make their case, emphasizing that a more permissive legal framework could maintain America's edge in AI. Google and OpenAI are in the spotlight once again as they face a tight deadline to respond to the United Kingdom government's consultation on artificial intelligence and copyright. What's the fuss about? Well, both companies were conspicuously absent from a recent evidence session, and now they have just 3 weeks to make their voices heard. Imagine being called out in a high-stakes game of policy chess. That's what's happening here. Chi-On Wura, the chair of the Science, Innovation, and Technology Committee, has reached out to these tech giants, urging them to clarify their stances on the government's proposals, which aim to tweak copyright law to allow artificial intelligence training on copyrighted materials. Why does this matter? The creative sector in the United Kingdom is already up in arms about these proposals, fearing that their intellectual property might be used without proper compensation. Onwura's letter sets out four key questions for Google and OpenAI, including whether they plan to use technology to create a transparent rights environment and if they'll publish their responses to the consultation. It's a delicate balancing act. On one side, you have the tech innovators eager to push the boundaries of artificial intelligence, and on the other, artists and creators worried about protecting their work. The committees involved have stressed the need for transparency and practical measures to ensure any changes are beneficial and workable for all parties involved. Chi-On Wura summed it up well, saying the United Kingdom is home to both a burgeoning artificial intelligence sector and world-class creative industries. The goal is to find a fair balance between these competing interests. Google and OpenAI's input is crucial because, as leaders in artificial intelligence, their insights could shape the future of copyright law and artificial intelligence development in the United Kingdom. OpenAI is raising eyebrows with a bold policy proposal that targets Chinese AI lab DeepSeek. In a recent submission to the Trump administration's AI action plan, OpenAI described DeepSeek as state-subsidized and state-controlled, urging the U.S. government to consider banning models from DeepSeek and other People's Republic of China-backed operations. Here's the crux of OpenAI's argument. They claim that DeepSeek's models, including their R1 reasoning model, pose risks due to compliance with Chinese laws that demand user data access. OpenAI argues that banning PRC-produced models in countries considered Tier 1 under the Biden administration's export rules could mitigate privacy and security concerns, including the risk of intellectual property theft. Now, it's not entirely clear if OpenAI's concerns extend to DeepSeek's application programming interfaces, their open models, or both. What we do know is that DeepSeek's open models, hosted by companies like Microsoft and Amazon, don't have mechanisms that would allow the Chinese government to extract user data. This isn't the first time OpenAI has locked horns with DeepSeek. Earlier this year, OpenAI accused DeepSeek of distilling knowledge from its models, a move against OpenAI's terms of service. But these new allegations that DeepSeek is under the People's Republic of China's command are a significant escalation in OpenAI's campaign against the lab. The connection between DeepSeek and the Chinese government isn't crystal clear. DeepSeek, a spin-off from the hedge fund Highflyer, has caught the PRC's attention recently. Just a few weeks back, DeepSeek's founder met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, raising more eyebrows. As the AI landscape evolves, these geopolitical dynamics remind us how intertwined technology and politics have become. OpenAI's proposal could influence future policy decisions, potentially reshaping international collaborations in the AI sector. It's a story worth watching as it unfolds. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. OpenAI's bold move to call out DeepSeek and urge bans on Chinese-backed models highlights a growing intersection of AI technology and geopolitical tensions. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.